My little one has been listening to Mr. Rogers' songs, and I've been listening to Jordan Peterson. When Mr. Peterson talks about not liking the idea of self-esteem, about how we shouldn't tell young people they're okay how they are, I get that he wants to help people by encouraging them to grow. He wants people to see there's much more to them than who they are now, and to keep growing, keep becoming. But when Mr. Rogers repeated to young people, "I like you just the way you are," I think it had something in common with when Mr. Peterson says something like, "Treat yourself like you're someone worth caring for," or "Treat yourself like you are someone you are responsible for." Telling someone you are enough might make their ambitions slow down a bit, but maybe that person is anxious and needs some rest. It seems like these kinds of simple phrases we often use are open to so much interpretation that we can easily get polarized over them. Mr. Peterson's thinking has been so helpful for so many, including me, and I'm thankful. I'm not sure, though, that Mr. Rogers' thinking was at odds with Mr. Peterson. Mr. Rogers sang to youngsters about anger and how to have agency in emotions. He talked a lot about growing and empowering little ones to be playful and creative in their own way to best process and make sense of their world. He didn't shy away from the tragedy of life, as Mr. Peterson doesn't either. Mr. Rogers trusted preschoolers with hard topics in an appropriate way. Maybe that's the preschool version of when Mr. Peterson tells young adults something like, "Tragedy is coming, but you can learn to be strong at your father's deathbed." Maybe what Mr. Rogers and Mr. Peterson have in common is something deeper than the phrases they each use. Something more like when Mr. Peterson talks about how, in the West, even people accused of crime, at least in theory, are treated as though there is still something of worth, essentially, in them. And in that sense, we are worthy just the way we are. Maybe a middle ground between self-esteem and Mr. Peterson's messages is something like, "You're worthy of becoming better." Maybe some have heard the phrase, "You are enough," as "Stop trying to grow and just be. You're already bloomed in your own way." And they stop becoming. I don't want to stop becoming, and I'm not. But those of us who are both highly anxious and highly conscientious will work ourselves too hard trying to become better, and the phrase, "You are enough," or "You're okay the way you are," can help bring peace in this moment. I find Peterson's "Take on responsibility" and "You ain't seen nothing yet" to be helpful. But if someone hearing that feels like whatever they do isn't good enough, I wonder if their growth may only be superficial, may only benefit others in the moment instead of benefiting everyone long term. Is reconciling my appreciation for both Mr. Peterson and Mr. Rogers as simple as self-esteem messages are best only for the very young? Well, from what I understand, even Mr. Rogers, with all his wisdom, still struggled with feeling like he did enough good in this life. Even with all the good that he did. It seems like maybe some of us don't outgrow that need for reassurance in our essence, our deep selves. Is Jordan Peterson perfect? No, but still, I just like him.